So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I drank that cold brew so fast that it feels like my brain is wearing a corset. Like something hurts and I
don't
know where
it is. That's a great name for brain freeze. Brain corset. I like brain that. It's like brain freeze, but make it fashion.
Literally that. Yeah. I will never learn my lesson.
Well, it's like hot as balls out today.
Yeah, it's summer.
I don't like it.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous out. Oh, I am.
I opened the window and it was like a mouth. It was just like hot, wet air. And I was like, what the fuck?
I walked out today and I was like, oh, abso-fucking-lutely. We're back.
The fact that you're wearing pants, I'm like, what?
I am really resistant to shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
I respect that.
3'4". I have very hairy legs. And like all anyone wants to talk about is like how fucking hairy my legs are when I wear shorts. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, you knew. I don't know. Like, really? What do you want me to say? Can we talk about something else?
Like body shaming you?
I don't know. Like, please like stop fucking talking about my perfect body.
I'm sorry, do you have a problem with my perfect body?
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm in black skinny jeans and I will be regretting this on the subway ride home. But whatever. It's fine.
You know what, though? Maybe you won't, because then that means you might feel more comfortable sitting down on the subway.
I never sit on the subway. I have too much anxiety.
Okay.
What if someone needs the seat?
I don't. Well, then you just get up.
I know, but I would rather never sit in the first place.
Okay. And he never sat again.
I'm standing right now.
But like sitting on the subway when you're wearing shorts or a skirt and like the backs of your thighs like touching the seat, I'm like, no.
I've like literally never experienced that. That's how infrequently I wear shorts.
It's like sitting bare-assed on a public toilet seat.
Ew.
Literally. I'm like, no. Should never be done.
Welcome back to Smelly Later. It's hot as shit in New York right now and I'm so happy. What are we doing inside right now? I want to be outside with my tits out.
I wish we had an outdoor studio.
Same.
It's like an audio engineer's nightmare.
Yeah,
like,
literally. Oh. Right. And also, we are an audio engineer's nightmare.
Yeah, I was like,
nightmare.
Not that we have one, but yes, I'm very happy to be back recording on the Saturday afternoon.
I'm feeling it.
I'm into it.
Maybe it's the cold brew.
Maybe it's the cold brew.
It's fine.
Maybe your brain is just like, I know. It just squeezed out all of your brain juice.
Literally. It's going to be a fun one today. Like. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about this. Oh, because we were talking about smells, because we're always talking about smells. Mm-hmm. So I went to an allergist for the first time in my life, and they do like the test where they do like the grid, and it tells you what you're allergic to in your environment.
They like prick you up and down the arm, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the trees are trying to kill me, like most of them. And I was like, I knew it. But also confirmation does not make me any more pleased.
It's like that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Exactly like that. It's like The Happening.
The Happening.
It's The Happening.
I love a kooky M. Night Shyamalan movie. I don't care. The Village, Signs.
Wait, what was it? Unbreakable? The superhero-y one?
Oh, right.
That was good. I watched Old on a plane.
I would.
It's so bad.
You know I'd love it.
You'd love it.
I love a twist.
Yeah. But then he was like, and because of your environmental allergies, you also have acute asthma. I was like, what?
Is that what you've been hacking since January?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, you have asthma. And I was like, how do you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a doctor. And I was like, are you? Well, like, they gave me a inhaler prescription for albuterol. And I was like, what is this? Is it a steroid? I don't want to inhale steroids. It's like, bleh. And he's like, no, just use it as you need it. And I was like, I don't even know if I need it.
I'll inhale anything.
Yeah. So he was like, just use it. Like, come back in 2 weeks. And I want to know, like, what it's like after you've tried these, like Zyrtec, the inhaler if you need it, and then like Flonase if you need it, which I'm just like, that's a lot of shit, man.
Girl, I am on so much allergy medication year round.
Part of me is just like, I'll just get through it.
I take something in the morning, something in the evening, and I'm supposed to take a nasal situation, but that's just too much drama for me.
It feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Personally.
My mom has an inhaler, and I know it's just like a matter of time for me, because whatever she gets, I get 5 years later.
Well, my dad has asthma, so I was like, oh, that's, I guess it's not surprising. My time has come, because I take after my dad more.
So I take after my mom more. My dad hears less, like, fuck you.
I have this weird thing that happens, and I don't know how to explain it, but it's like...
Morning wood?
Yes. Of the nose. No. I'll be congested in the morning, but airflow, I can breathe totally fine, but I can't smell things. I like that. Every single night I was like, is it COVID? Is it COVID? But it's happened on and off for like the past 6 months now that I'm like, okay, it's clearly not COVID, but what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it happens at night. Like at night, I just like lose the ability to smell. Like when I'm going to bed, it's really fucking weird.
I don't like that.
And then I'll like try and like cough and blow my nose to like clear the congestion. But I think I'm just like inflaming it even more.
This is already a very nasty episode.
I know. But I was like, I've been dealing with this alone in secret.
Yeah.
Sort of actually, yeah. But I was just like, how is that weird that like you can still breathe, but it's just like enough congestion that like it just like blocks your olfactory receptors, because if I blow my nose really hard, then I can smell again. So I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. So then I did the albuterol inhaler and I was like, all of my sinuses opened and I was like, oh, so he was right. I do have asthma.
That's like, so funny. Having a human body is so embarrassing.
It's so annoying.
Everything about being alive is humiliating at all times.
This whole time I was just like, what's wrong with my little nose?
Well, at least you got it figured out.
For now.
For now.
I don't want to have to like inhale.
Why?
Throughout my whole life.
No, please.
I don't know.
It'll be fine. I love an accessory.
I guess so.
Just get a little care bag for it.
Ooh, I should just like bedazzle my inhaler.
I will.
It would be a great excuse to get out of things. Just like take it out of my purse and be like, I have to go. My inhaler. No, I don't know. I'll take any excuse to get out of something.
You don't go to things in the first place. What a start to get out of.
But if I decide to.
Fair.
I might decide to start going to things and then I will need a backup plan.
Chances are slim.
I tried going to things last week.
Like what?
Dinner with you.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
And other people.
Right.
You know what though? You know what? Food. There has to be food there.
I
have to be able to like be like, oh, that's my third meal of the day. Mm-hmm. And then I have to go, because if I don't go, I won't eat.
You're a ravenous girl.
I'm so hungry all the time. That's true, actually. I'm so hungry all the time.
That's fair. The dinner slapped, though.
Oh, so good.
We had dinner with the founders of Aloria at a Korean barbecue restaurant. And it was a lovely situation.
Oh,
with
hell yeah.
Tons of food.
So much food.
And lots of drinks for me.
Yeah.
Not for you. But yeah, it was lovely. A perfume dinner.
We love a perfume dinner.
We love them too.
They're so sweet.
Shout out.
Yeah, Suman and Wani are great. Also finding out that like I was already friends with Wani's sister and not knowing they were siblings.
That was
like,
wild.
What?
Yeah.
Not to be like all Asians know each other, but I was like, we really do. No.
God. I feel like there is a lot happening this week in terms of scent. Mm-hmm. And not that we're doing a recap or whatever, we're not that kind of show, but
there have been many launches.
Lots of launches. As usual, yes. I'm in my monthly state of wanting to fight DS and Durga. by the time you're hearing this, we're recording this a little earlier than we usually do lately, but yesterday they released, what was it called? Suckle Honey City.
I think Honeysuckle City.
No. I think Suckle was before, yeah. I mean, the name is terrible. Let's start there. I think my favorite thing about myself is that I will never know what honeysuckle smells like. And
you do. I'm sure that
I think
do.
I do. But like sometimes in the summer, there's like something sweet herbaceous in the air. I'm like, is that it?
I think that is it.
But like, there's never like, what does it look like?
Oh, you are right. It is suckle.
I sound like such a fucking moron. I'm sorry saying this out loud, but like, sometimes I'm in like stomping around Hell's Kitchen and smelling it. I'm like, well,
it's almost like a viney weed. It grows like everywhere.
Let me use. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. And I want to fucking smell it, but it's a studio juice, and so they only do allegedly 250 units.
I wonder if they've sold out yet. I'm gonna. It dropped yesterday.
On my way home, I might peek in. Uh-huh. Be like, what's good?
Yeah. We're there like every week.
After we recorded last week, we went straight there. Oh, that's honeysuckle?
Yeah. Like, you've definitely smelled those before.
I've never even seen that before. Wow.
It like grows on a lot of fences.
Nature is crazy.
Yeah. But it's like a nectar. It's like a yellowy nectar.
Exactly.
Floral. Yeah. Mm. You can eat them. Like, when I was little, me and my brother would like pluck the little juicy bulb out of the center of the flower and eat it.
Ew.
It's probably gross.
One time when I was little, I ate a tiger lily and my friend told me I was going to die in my sleep.
I would believe them.
Yeah, I did.
I still thought if you ate watermelon seeds, you'd grow a watermelon in your stomach.
Oh, nice.
And it was like right after the time Alien came out.
Yeah.
With like the face hugger that has the thing that comes out of your stomach. Yeah, so I thought that would happen to me.
Oh.
And everyone was like, yup. Like, I asked everyone for like assurance and they're like, nope, you're gonna die. And they had so much fun laughing at me.
Oh, I meant to bring Dana's watermelon scent for you.
Oh shit, that's okay.
I'll bring it next time.
All right.
It's so good. I posted that and got a lot of DMs about it.
I wonder if it will become,
I don't know,
anything. I'm sure it will.
Jiv it on. Put it out.
Yeah. Somewhere, someone's gonna be like, we want something a little summery and fruity. And then she'll be like,
very musky. Ooh. You would really like it because it's like heavy. Dan's probably listening to this like, shut up, you idiot. There's no musk in it. But like, there's a musky factor in it if it's not actual musk, but like, that is almost as not strong, but like as noticeable as the fruitiness to it. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
Ooh. Water.
And it wears really well. I'm being such an asshole because I've not smelled it. But I was really impressed by the way. I'll just wear it next time.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
someone buy that scent.
Yeah.
And then it'll be what, like 2 fucking years before it comes out to market.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting how that happens.
How can we convince them to do a scent for us?
Ooh, even better. We'll be like, we'll buy it.
As it turns out,
but you pay.
Don't have $250,000 to develop a scent. However,
unfortunately,
we do have a lot of ideas.
Is that like, okay, does it like, how do small brands launch scents if it costs fucking...
I don't think small brands have to do all that, but like, if you're going through Jivadon, me talking out of my ass, I was told once,
but a lot of small brands do use Jivadon and Permanish. Right.
Well, investors, your favorite topic.
Wish someone would invest in me. That's my favorite topic. There should be an app for that, like, not like a dating app, but just like, someone please invest in me.
Araya for money.
Yeah. Is that Raya basically? It's like an investor app under the guise of a dating app.
I have no idea. Raya's haunted. I've never been on it, nor do I want to.
I was on it briefly, and then they were like, it's $10 a month. And I was like, you're never seeing my money.
No.
I had like a month free. And I was like, I guess I have a month to find an investor. And if I don't, oh well.
An investor or a husband.
Or a husband.
Which one do I want less?
Less. None of them are apparently worth $10 to me. So what does that say?
So. You know what? It's another day. Fleur released another scent.
Another Fleur drop.
God. When did Missing Person come out?
Like 2 months ago.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, was it like 2 or 3 months ago?
It was not three.
It feels really recent.
They're just hustling the shit out.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one that we hate came out when Connor was here, which is probably, I guess, like a month ago by this point.
Okay.
And then there were the two before that, which were, it was the girl one, Not Your Baby.
Not Your Baby.
And then there were those two random ones, Floria. And then Missing Person. I'm thinking like February.
I forget the other one. Oh, was it a Valentine's Day drop? That would have made sense.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
Because I would have remembered that. You know?
I can't tell. I have no concept of time anymore,
Same.
Man.
Same.
Anyway,
we have another Fleur scent.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Apricot Privé.
Wait, have you worn this on your skin?
No.
Okay, neither have I, but I, smelling it out of the atomizer, I am interested vibes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting vibes. The vibes are interesting.
But I stomped into Sable's today, and she was like, oh yeah, it's also similar to bitter peach. And I was like, no. And then we got it out and I was like, yes.
Yes.
It's, you're right. Bitter peach is so spicy that this to me, having not worn it yet, but sucking on the atomizer, it's much brighter and juicier. And like you said, like gummy.
It's like a gummy candy.
Yeah. It's called apricot privé.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Somebody was like, is that a euphemism for your vagine?
Ew, like,
I feel like it could be. Apricot privé.
No! God! I'm already wearing so much of what I'm wearing today that like it's just going to blend in.
It's built, they call it a fruity woody.
I saw that.
Which I'm like, it's just a fruity fruity. Like, let it be a fruity fruity. Maybe a fruity fuzzy. Not woody. No.
Not fuzzy.
Just because you put sandalwood in something doesn't make it a woody scent.
I really like this. I'm mad at Fleur. I don't want to compliment them, but I do like this.
Why are you mad at them?
I don't know. It's just like, slow your roll. What are you doing?
You're too much.
Tell a story.
I do feel like once people, like once like a business figured out that fragrance is it, they just like bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. All these brands, fucking Dossier, the other one we don't sniff.
If Dossier sends me one more email.
Yeah. But they've just started like regurgitating fragrance for the sake of selling fragrance.
Yeah.
Which like, okay, fine, I guess, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of thought behind it, which for something like fragrance, I'm like, you do need to actually try.
I do think what we're seeing right now still in fragrance and beauty and skincare in general, let me just like name every category, is the result of COVID and one factory shutting down, testing getting really, really backed up. And then like once you can actually get to the point of like launching the product or like putting it into production, there's all like the supply chain drama. So I'm wondering, like all these new products I see coming out, that's like, this seems odd or rushed or like dated or something. I'm like, tell me about the production cycle, because this was probably ready to go in like 2020, but it got canned for a minute.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Or I wonder what the Fleur rollout was supposed to, you know, originally be like, and maybe this is it. Maybe it's just chaos, but I don't know. It's, and I like
everything. Maybe they're doing like a supreme hype situation where instead of releasing like a core collection, they're just going to do like monthly drops, which like, I guess if you follow the year, it's like you do 12 cents a year. That's not that many, as opposed to if they did like,
that's a ton.
Six drops and then another six.
12
drops.
Cents a year?
For like a fastish fashion-y brand? Not really.
That's fair. How much are these Fleur scents?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So wait, what do you think of Apricot Privé?
It's cute. It's a cute little sweet candy scent.
I on the skin, I do think this is woodier than we're giving it credit for.
My nose decided to stop working just now, so. I smell nothing.
I smell like a deck.
It's $96.
Jesus Christ, this is $96? Yeah. Isn't this just like a TikTok brand?
Yeah.
I say that respectfully, I think.
I think TikTok is like their main marketing tool, to be honest.
I mean,
not even like on their part. It's just like their shit gets reviewed on TikTok and then that's how it sells out.
Yeah.
But it's $96, which, okay. It's not terrible.
It's not great.
It's not great.
For a baby brand like this?
I think because they're the niche angle.
Are they?
It's like accessible niche luxury.
This isn't accessible.
Quote unquote accessible. Well, it's like $10, $20 more than like a designer brand.
I don't think that's accessible.
I do feel like that should be like $60.
Yeah, with their demo, it should be $60 at most.
If Glossier U is $60, that could be $60.
It's 1.7 ounces.
Yeah, it's a standard 50 milliliter.
So you're not getting finessed with with the amount you're getting, but I don't know, dude. Like a Gen Z TikTok brand should not be $96. Sorry.
I don't think they're like meant intentionally to be a TikTok brand. I think it just TikTok just happened to be the platform where they popped off.
I disagree. I was talking to someone at L'Oreal and they were like, oh yeah, we're putting all our money into TikTok. No one fucks with Instagram anymore. And they're like, that's why you need to get on TikTok.
I think they
and
just like, no. Seed it to TikTok influencers. And like, obviously people pay way more attention to TikTok than Instagram now. So is Instagram over? Like, well, who knows?
Regardless.
Yeah. But it's cute. It's probably the one I like the most.
I think
of all of them.
I think I agree with that. Yeah.
Will I wear it? I don't know. Maybe one day we'll see.
It is woodier and less spicy than bitter peach.
Yeah, bitter peach is a lot spicier and deeper, mm-hmm. like more complex.
I agree.
Apricot purvey is very juicy and bright and candy. Yeah. It's fun.
At $96, so just fucking buy bitter peach. That's not a dupe. That's just like...
Okay, but like bitter peach is like $350.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's... Okay. Tom Ford fragrances.
I forget that these Tom Ford scents are...
Yeah, they're all... 50 milliliters is $375.
Okay, just kidding.
Holy shit. I don't understand.
I also wouldn't pay that for bitter peach.
No.
It's cute. It's good, but like...
That's not the Tom Ford scent that I would drop.
No, absolutely not. There are some that like if I really wanted to,
like
I would.
Oud Wood.
But also, if I'm paying almost $400, you have to give me a 3.4 ounce component. I'm not paying 1.7. So I'm not paying $380 for a 1.7 bottle. That's crazy.
I know Tom Ford is like high fashion, but I guess it just doesn't read to me like that because it's in Sephora.
I forget they are in Sephora.
Yeah.
Are they in Sephora?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. Yeah.
Wait, fragrance too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I know that their beauty is.
Yeah, for some reason, Tom Ford Beauty like doesn't read to me as luxury, even though I know it is.
It reads to me as luxury.
So that's why I'm always just like, why is this so expensive?
It does read to me as pointless.
Yeah.
Like, don't put out an eyeshadow.
But like,
no one cares.
Makeup artists love Tom Ford makeup.
Complexion, yeah.
Yeah. Color, like blush, highlighter. That fucking like shade contour palette is in every fucking makeup artist's
skin. Yeah, you're right. Have you... Okay, never mind.
What?
After I went to dinner with Reyna, I was like, what is on your lashes? They look so good. And she was like, oh, it's Valentino. And I was like, oh, I no longer care.
Oh, that's right.
And she was like, no, it's really, really good. And I was like, well, it looks incredible.
Do they rep them?
Yeah.
Okay.
She sent it to me and it's like the antithesis. It's sort of like Glossier Lash Lick and that's like, it's the antithesis of what I like. Like I pulled out the brush and it was a bristle brush and the formula itself looked really thick and I was like, oh, this is gonna be no for me. It's so good.
Really?
And it wears beautifully. I was like, this is gonna stamp all over my fucking face. And it was awesome. And it's only $32 for
that's not bad.
For a Valentino mascara.
Yeah.
It's more than I want to pay for a mascara.
Yeah.
But I was expecting some like
Dior's are like in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll only pay that much, listener, if you're going to wear it. Because mascara is the first thing that you like will actually expire.
Yes.
You know?
I definitely keep my mascaras like probably way longer than I should. Mm. Like, I think 3 months.
That's like, yeah.
They say 6 months.
I've always heard three.
I think like on the little... On the packaging, it says like 6M
sure.
for 6 months. Sure. But like, I feel like after 3 months, they start to just like get gross.
Yeah.
But I also have like 10 different mascaras that I switch between.
I know.
So like nobody really gets open that often.
Right. I have like 7 and rotating.
Sunny's Face mascara is one of my favorites.
I need to try that now that they're available in the US. Yeah,
but they only launched the lipsticks.
Stop.
And I'm like, what?
No, the rest of it will come.
I like the lipsticks, but the mascara,
yeah,
that's the one. Mm-hmm. They said that they're like, it's coming. So I was like, all right. I don't know what the staggered release situation is, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
I also don't know what it's like to like own a beauty business and like deal with logistics. So I'm like, I'm just going to trust that there's a reason for this.
Sure.
Let me know when I can re-up my mascara.
People are excited about that brand though.
Yeah. No, their shit's good.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them. Of course, because they're like, it's AAPI month. Here's an AAPI brand. I'm like, can we just say Asian?
This episode's going to come out right at the end of AAPI month, right at the beginning of Pride.
Yeah.
So.
I just like, maybe this is completely off the cuff, off topic, as if that's something we never do. But like, I was thinking about this and like it doesn't roll off the tongue. AAPI.
No, it doesn't.
It's like, honestly, in my brain, when I hear AAPI, I think Alcoholics Anonymous Private Investigator. I actually had to ask someone originally what that meant. I was like, I'm assuming AA means Asian American, yes. And then I'm like, what is PI? Like Pacific Islander. And I was like, okay, cool. But then I'm like, do the Pacific Islanders want to be lumped into Asia? Like, maybe not. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. There was like a GQ article about a writer who was like, can we stop saying BIPOC or BIPOC? Because he's like, just say black, just say indigenous.
Sure.
Like black people and indigenous people have very different issues. So like to lump them together also doesn't make sense. Fair. And also to lump them together because they're the quote unquote most oppressed. He's like, that's also not really the way we necessarily want to be regarded. So I'm like, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
The same way with Asians. I'm like, one of the big things like about like racism against Asians is that everyone is just like, they're all the same. But I'm like, I feel like putting us all in this like AAPI moniker is again like reinforcing that stereotype that we're all the same.
True.
So I was like, I feel like there wasn't a lot of nuance here, but
yeah, when is there?
It's too far. It's too big now.
Yeah.
And who am I but one little meatball in this huge spaghetti bowl of life?
To your point about thinking AAPI meant Alcoholics Anonymous Private Investigators, every time I see someone when it's Fashion Week, say, yeah, NYFW, I always see, what is it, NSFW?
Yes, me too,
and
me
like,
too.
I'm like, ooh, porn.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's Marc Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well,
I also think that.
Love an acronym.
Same thing when I see New South Wales.
What the fuck? What does that even?
Australia. It's a state in Australia.
Oh.
And I'm just like, NSFW. Not safe work. It's not safe work. No, it's a state in Australia. But anyway. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I previously talked about this 2 episodes ago, but I wasn't wearing it, and now I am. And can you hear me?
Yeah.
But now I am. And I feel like I did it justice when I talked about it first, but I really, really like this. I'm really excited about it, and it is accessible in the way that it is a, you know, designer department store fragrance, and it's not, you know, super expensive. And I think, like, of all the shit that we talk about, if you don't live in a major metropolitan area but you go to the mall, you will see it. So I want to talk about it and like share the love. I'm talking about it again, I'm wearing Calvin Klein CK1 Summer Days. So every summer Calvin Klein puts out a flanker of CK1. They're all very summer vibes and whatever. Mm-hmm. This one caught my eye because they sent me an email about it in like April or something, because the notes are, top is kumquat, the middle is mint tea, and the base is white musk and vetiver. And I was like, mint tea, you say? That's my like my favorite thing. And also kumquat. And yeah, so they sent it. It is extremely good. I really like it.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Oh, and this is $65.
See? Easy.
Interesting. They're also a huge brand.
That flirt. Yeah.
They got the money.
If you're familiar with CK2, which is another one of my favorites, it's a little bit like that in that it's like sweet but round and dewy. And CK2 is really ozone-y, and this is not. But it's like if you took that sort of weird, unplaceable sweetness and then added fruity, sweet tanginess to it, that's not exactly citrus, but it is orange. It's that. Mm-hmm. I just like, I really, really like this. It wears not super heavily, but it's always sort of on you, dancing around. It's just a really nice summer situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, not to be a snob, because I'm really not what
it is. Really
fragrance.
Good.
It's really
like,
good.
I don't necessarily love citrus scents. Same. I think they're pleasant. I just like, you know, I think they're pleasant the way like the sky is blue is, yeah, pleasant, you right. know, it's just like, okay. And
yeah,
but this was actually like really juicy and like very complex,
less citrus and more like a nectar.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean? It was really like nectary
because it's not like,
it was like edible almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not like springy and tingly like a citrus, mm-hmm, is. It's definitely more sticky and honeyed without being super gourmand.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's definitely sweet and nice, but I don't know, I don't often get excited about like a Calvin Klein fragrance, or like, mm-hmm, maybe I do, but
you do now.
I do now, but yeah, this is really, really good. The mint tea in the middle, I feel like, kind of keeps it like fresh and herbaceous without being a fresh and herbaceous, mm-hmm, scent, you know what I mean.
It's a good balance.
Yeah, it's just like sweet and refreshing, and I really love it. So if you see it, it's in an orange bottle. Yep. Looks sort of like a flask. It looks like a CK1 bottle. Yeah.
Bottle.
Try
Summer
it out.
Days. Days spelled D-A-Z-E.
Yeah, ew. Hate. But yeah, try it out. Let me know what you think. Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay, so I smell like something I got a sample of this week. Louis Vuitton Attrape-Rêve. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Attrape-Rêve.
Okay.
God, how do the French deal with hay fever? Christ. Which means dream catcher.
Okay.
And it's not a new scent from them, but I was talking to Daniela Morosini, a beauty writer for the Financial Times, and she was writing a story about kind of like a gourmand resurgence. And we were just like shooting the shit about fragrance, obviously. And then she mentioned that she got a sample of the scent, was kind of like on the fence about it because she was like, it's a little bit much. You know, it's very perfumey with a capital P. Mm. But she said that like every time she wore it, people would like stop her on the street left and right and be like, what are you wearing? You smell amazing. So then she like bought a full bottle. It's like, how could you not? So I was like, I want to know what this elixir is that stops people on the street. And I got it and I was like, oh my God, this smells, I don't have it next to me for comparison, but so much like Chanel Allure to me. And that is a scent I wore all throughout my like college years. And that is a scent that people would always stop me on the street for.
Sure.
And be like, you smell amazing. Which is funny because I'm like, it just smells like perfume. Like, it's nice. It is. I don't think this is necessarily like gourmand, even though they shout out Coco as like the main feature. Mm-hmm. It's it's like a spicy floral, basically. It's a spicy floral with like a nice earthy patchouli grounding it. Whatever that means in your brain. Whatever, do what you will. But to me, I'm just like, this just kind of smells like a fancy lady scent that's not too floral, but it has like a good balance of
Can I smell it again? Sorry, I fucking love that.
It is really good though, yeah. But it's like sexy, but not like contrived, I guess.
It's so.
But
good.
I get it. But I was like, oh, I could see why people would stop you on the street for this, but. I was just surprised that I was like, especially with the concept and with like the name called Dreamcatcher, I was like, that's not what I was expecting at all.
I do sort of disagree with you that it's perfumey. I realize, maybe I don't. Maybe I just had to say that out loud. But like, it is a spicy floral, but like it is for being that sort of conventionally perfumey, like very sweet too. I love it.
It's really nice.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. But when I wear it, like I feel like I am wearing perfume, really? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. I feel like I am a lady. Mm-hmm. A lady of the night.
No, I don't kidding. Like die for the Louis Vuitton scents.
They're hit or miss.
Yeah.
I've only experienced a few. Afternoon Sun, Cactus Garden, Sun Song, those were released together. I have the comps of those. When I was at Allure, I stole them. Yeah. And those are nice. They're kind of just like fresh, airy, dewy, aquatic scents.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I feel like a lot of them are quote unquote interesting. Like they're a little bit quirkier than department store fragrance, but not so much that they will be like repellent or too quirky that like, I don't know, somebody couldn't wear it to like a black tie event.
Yeah.
Like it's still pretty conventional.
I feel like, to that same point, like they're very mass.
Yeah.
I've smelled a little bit of the newer ones. They put out one, God, a year ago that was very summery. I don't know what it was called, but it was like, citrusy and summery. Imagination, I was really excited about, I hate it.
You talked about that on a previous episode.
Yeah, it's fine. It's beautiful though. I just like the components are so gorgeous that it's hard to dislike them. But like, I do. I don't know. They're never really like giving what I want them to give. But this is stunning. I'm gonna call this in.
Okay, I tried calling it in. They sent me a 5 milliliter sample. No, I'm sorry, a 2 milliliter sample.
Fucking crooks.
I was like, save yourself the FedEx shipping.
Yeah, also like, sorry, no one's talking about your shit anyway, so it's a full bottle.
Yeah, I was like, well, nothing puts you in your place like requesting and then sending you a tiny sample.
It's so funny because like we are very lucky to like get all this shit, you know
of
what
course,
I mean?
Of course, yeah.
And it's, I don't always need the full bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, same. I was like, this is all I needed.
If I'm getting something for a review or like whatever, like I don't mind a comp vial. Yeah.
Just tell me.
One of these little guys, but it's always the ones that like whenever I get a little comp file, it's always the ones that I wanted the full bottle. I'm like,
how does the
universe know?
Yes. But exactly.
It's all right.
Yeah. Well, one day I'll make it to the Louis Vuitton full size mailer list.
Yeah.
Not even when I was at Allure, actually. When I was like fully employed as a beauty editor, they tried to send me an envelope with spritzed blotters and they were like, please write about our scents, and I was like, please go fuck yourself. And then they're like, we'll send you the comps. And I was like, thanks.
They send me the full bottles, but it's only because I told them to fuck off.
Maybe you need to be a little mean. You know how some people, when you're mean to them, they like treat you nicer?
I'm a very nice girl, Sable.
I know you are. You're way more professional than I am. But yeah, I'm like, maybe I should be meaner.
I think we're doing just fine.
Maybe I should misbehave more because those people seem to be having way more fun.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Scamming. Maybe I'm going to be in my scamming era.
I'm in my powder era.
Your powder era?
I just mean makeup. I'm not. Oh. I haven't like picked up cocaine.
Okay.
I've just been using a lot of powder products lately.
I assumed you meant makeup. Yeah. I didn't assume cocaine.
Surprise. Drugs.
I was like, you're way too neurotic to do cocaine.
Well.
Can't imagine.
When you're right, you're right. What are we talking about today, Sybil?
Okay.
What aren't we talking about today?
Good question. Okay, so there's a lot of discourse in the DMs about this, about fragrances. No, not fragrances. Scents that are like compliment getters. Scents that are, what do you call them?
Pause. Do you separate fragrance and scent?
Yes. Because when I say fragrance, I think of fine fragrance. And then I think when the word scent encompasses way more things, like body lotion, body wash, deodorant.
That's odd.
Oil.
To me.
Okay.
I think I'm sort of in the same mindset as you, but fragrance to me also encompasses
It technically products. Does, but I think the greater understanding of the word fragrance is the product term.
But when you say like for skincare and shit, like people are always looking for like fragrance free and like, so I think that's
also scent free.
Okay.
I just think scent has a broader definition than
fragrance. I agree with you, but I think I agree with you there. But I just think to me, my fragrance scope is one like step wider than yours, where it's like it is product focused, whereas scent is like
wow.
The world.
You're literally just like, my brain is more galaxy than yours.
not at all.
I mean, this is a semantics issue, but I was just curious.
Yeah. I was just curious.
Okay. That's why, because I know when I think of fragrance, I think of the product, and I assume many people perhaps also think that way. So I was like, if I say scent, they'll think beyond just the product.
I think that I agree with.
Okay.
But I think we are
sure.
Dissonant on the product itself.
Right.
But okay, just.
Yeah. Anyway.
So products that get us compliments.
Scented compliments. How to use scent manipulatively.
How to wear scent, parentheses, manipulatively.
That is what this episode is about.
You know when something gets you more compliments mm-hmm. than usual. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that it has a lot to do with a lot. It could be how strong the fragrance is in whatever it is that you're wearing. If it has like more throw and you just like can smell it more from a wider, I'm doing this with my hands,
yes.
wider
scope. Yeah.
Also, I think people respond to different scent categories much differently. Sorry, I'm trying to loop it back to this story.
Okay.
The resurgence of gourmands and how people like smell sweet and yeah. like, oh fuck, what is that?
Yeah. People are drawn to sweet desserty scents mm-hmm. even as they're like, ew, gourmand.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always, not always, but a lot of people turn their nose up at vanillas and gourmands, but yeah. like we'll go crazy when you're wearing them. Yeah. You're like, what is that?
Context, baby.
So yeah, we wanted to sort of run down. You also said in the text, which was very thoughtful, like now that we're sort of going out more and like wearing less, thank God, there's more of your skin
there's more skin to scent.
More products to wear.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a nice like summer kickoff.
A little summer kickoff yeah. for alleged, I feel like it's like the third attempt at like a slutty summer. Everybody's just like, this is the year. And I'm like, it's not the year. We're all still too neurotic. Sorry.
That's true. Do you have a list?
Not really.
Okay.
I have ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. So aside from this Louis Vuitton attrape-live, also Chanel Allure, which in my experience I can attest to, the Sol de Janeiro.
It's on my list.
Yes. The Boom Boom cream scent.
I hate that name.
Which is also a fragrance. The Curiosa 68 or 62.
Something.
But that scent also.
So, yes.
I love it.
The Sol de Janeiro scent is, I think that is manipulative.
That is an intentional scent. When you put that on, you know.
But I think it holds
hands. That's the sundress of scents.
Yes. But I think it holds hands with sunscreen. But I want to start with Sol de Janeiro because it to me, well, not to me, the just what it is like caramel and pistachio and shit like that. But when you smell it, to me, I always think sun and sunscreen. And Same. It's just like sunscreen on
yep. I think uppers. Like, yeah, like suntan lotion, mm-hmm. suntanning oil.
It's very summery. It's very sunny.
And like a daiquiri.
Yes. It's yeah. like 4 p.m. on the beach. Nope. You've been out there all day. Bacon. Everything you've applied and drank has like melded together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gorgeous, but it is a lot.
It's a lot, a lot.
It's a lot, a lot.
Yeah.
And I like it quite a bit. I have the fine fragrance. I should wear that more. But it's like...
I also have the fine fragrance.
It's...
Yeah, I should wear it and test. Do like a little A-B test. I don't know what that means.
What are we testing?
I don't know. Just to see if it works. Will I get railed in this sense?
Please!
I'm kidding. I'm like far too neurotic to like be slutty.
I'm not.
I wish I was though. I wish I was sluttier.
Join me.
But I'm just too much of a hypochondriac. My pH balance is far too delicate for that.
Just wear a condom.
It's still. Oh. I swear to God. Even condoms. But it's just a little me problem. I need to like you enough to allow you to fuck up my pH. Anyway.
Lucky for me, I don't know what pH is.
Should put that on my Hinge profile.
But the Sol de Janeiro. Yeah.
The Sol de Janeiro. My last apartment... I had like a very brief Russian subletter who would absolutely douse herself in the body splash version and then go out. And like, I didn't know what it was at the time, but just like, I knew when she was going out because I was just like, it would like seep through the halls, mm-hmm. through like every room.
Yeah.
And then when she left like the empty bottle of that, mm-hmm. like on the dresser. And I was like, this was it.
Yeah.
And it was the Sol de Janeiro body splash.
It's really good.
Yeah. But it just like to me, I was like, it's a girl's night because I can smell that smell.
Right. On that same tip.
On that same tip.
I feel like sunscreen in general.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I mean?
Sunscreeny scents, man. Something I feel like because it harkens to like the feeling of summer. I think for everybody, summer has like a very special feel to it because mm-hmm. it feels like a vacation, like yeah. you're free, you're having fun, the nights are long, the days are long, mm-hmm. it just like puts everybody in that mindset.
It's funny and stupid, but I mean, I wear SPF on my face every day because it's all I got, but the only reason I ever wear sunscreen on my body, if I'm not like at the beach, which mm-hmm. like when am I ever at the beach, is because I love how it smells.
Mm.
And I love like being that summer girl that smells yeah. like sunscreen and everything. And like if I'm ever out, I don't wear tank tops often because like get away from me, but some days it's just hot, but like, you know, I just love like a glowy shoulder and collarbone and like
yeah.
smelling like banana boat and coconut, like yeah. ugh, I love it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know,
I will wear bodily sunscreen if I know I'm going to be like walking around outside on a sunny day.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Oh, I love a sunscreen yeah. oil.
Yes. I do love the Supergoop Glow Oil. It's easy. It comes in a spray. You can smear
even
it on.
You saying Supergoop makes mm-hmm. my eyes tear up.
Oh.
All that shit irritates my eyes
really?
So much.
All of them?
All of it.
Damn.
I saw them release a lip balm this week and I started yeah. crying. Like, and it's good shit, but I'm like, I cannot yeah. do it.
Really?
Cannot do it.
Interesting.
I do like the glow oil, though.
Yeah.
And the Sol de Janeiro SPF body oil, the Kylie Skin body oil.
Sol de Janeiro has mm-hmm. a scent. Okay, I got to call that in.
It's good.
Yeah.
I
want to smell slutty.
You have the vacation one, too, right?
Yeah. Speaking of making your eyes water, the vacation one, I had an allergic reaction to in real time at the beach. I reapplied at the beach after swimming, and then my face started to feel like numb.
What, the and sunscreen or the oil?
Sunscreen.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
The sunscreen, the chemical version, because I have a chemical and a mineral version. I haven't tried the mineral version yet, but my face started just like the like red blotches started popping up all over my face, and I was like, ugh.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess I'm not gonna go in the sun ever again.
No.
Yeah, which is a shame because it smelled so good.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll try the mineral version. But they do have a sunscreen oil as well.
They just released a spray too,
oh.
which I'm very excited about.
I don't think aerosol sunscreens are it.
Really?
I just don't trust them.
Oh, I do.
Because they're too, like, you have to rub it in. You have to fucking put on a lot. And then because the aerosols are so light, if you, like, I feel like if you reapply outdoors, the wind blows it away from you as you're trying to put it on.
Huh.
Yeah, I just, like, don't trust them.
I kind of disagree. They've rarely done me dirty.
Yeah. Also, you run out of them really quick.
That's fair.
If you're, like, applying the proper amount, you have, like, two applications in a bottle, and then, like, you're done.
Yeah.
But the oil is nice. It smells really good. I remember they sent me one last summer, but it doesn't have an expiration date on it. So I'm like,
perfect.
Are you, what are you, is it still good to you?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're not wearing SPF on your face every day, whether you're indoors or not, and yes, even indoors you should be, but if you want to get laid, wear some body sunscreen.
Yeah.
Girls, just kidding.
Or not.
Or not, but like, whatever, say that. It's our podcast, who cares?
Yeah.
Everything, the only thing I don't like about, like, what I like about my list is that it's true and correct. What I don't like about it is that I feel like it's a little predictable because I talk about a lot of this shit a lot, but like,
I was gonna say, is Cloud on there? Of course
it might be.
Yes,
it might be the first thing on the list.
Really?
But listen,
I've not had that experience with Cloud,
dude.
I like the way I smell, but like, I mean, I am also a shut-in, so who knows, maybe I'm just like not out and about enough for people to smell me.
People go nuts for Cloud. And it's whenever I'm wearing it, I do get stopped on the street. I do get stopped by my friends. Yes, yes. Like, it's, I wonder, like, more and more, I'm smelling, I've said this all fucking year, but I'm smelling more and more Baccarat Rouge. But I can always tell when it's Cloud, because Baccarat Rouge is more like styrofoamy to me.
Whereas I don't Cloud smell is Baccarat just, that rouge that often.
All the time, but like,
you're also in Midtown.
I'm in Midtown. I'm in Hudson Yards. I work at Equinox. Like, I swear to God, this one like quadrant of Equinox, the actual club, not the office, just reeks of Baccarat Rouge all the time.
Wow.
It's the treadmills. I'm like, can y'all wear anything else? God.
Do people wear perfume to the gym? I know like wearing makeup to the gym is like a stupidly contentious thing, but like fragrance?
I think so. I'm always in glam at the gym.
Yeah.
Oops.
I think it's weird when people are like, ew, people who wear makeup on the gym, I'm like, don't look at anyone.
Don't look at anyone.
Looking at people at the gym, that's the main offense.
Yes.
Don't fucking look at me. I don't go to the gym. But if I did, if anyone looked at me, I would start a fucking fight.
And worse than looking, talking.
Oh,
That's combative. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, no. The gym is like the one place where you have to pretend nobody exists.
Yes.
Respectfully.
Right, right. No, but I'm still getting weekly DMs about Cloud. Wow. People buy it. Okay. People are like, you're right. I'm like, I know. Mm. But we are, yeah, I think we're getting some more fragrances from Miss Grande this year.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think she's putting more fragrances
on. Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought you said similar fragrances.
Oh, no. Yeah, more fragrances.
Cloud 3.
So. But it's like, let me just like state for the record that my standing for Cloud has nothing to do with like my standing for Ariana. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's true. They're separate.
So they're completely separate
they're
things.
They're separate.
Like, I like all of her other fragrances, but like I don't wear them or talk about them like nearly as much.
I don't think I have really smelled a lot of her other fragrances.
Cloud's the one. You don't need anything else.
Yeah, that's true. I get a lot of compliments with the scents that are not supposed to smell like anything. Like,
okay, me too though.
Juliet Has a Gun, not a perfume.
Yes,
people love it.
When I deign to wear those things, I do get compliments, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I disagree.
Get away from me. No, just kidding.
Specifically, Molecule 01.
Okay. I haven't worn that out enough for people to smell in it, but you have said this.
I'd be interested to see like what
a lot of people have said this about Molecule 01, which is funny because it's like a non, it's just ISO-y super.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I wonder if it's, I don't know. I wonder if it's part of it, like you sort of becoming nose blind to it because number one, you're expecting it to smell like nothing.
Yeah.
And maybe it has a bigger throw.
It has a scent to me. It kind of almost smells like a new box.
Completely.
Yeah. It just like has this kind of blank, hollow scent, which I guess is the molecule.
Yeah.
But on me, I'm just like, what? What is
it? Where is it?
I don't know. What happened?
Unless I'm taking off my clothes, I don't smell it. And I don't mean I smell it on my clothes. I just smell it like around me when I'm like kicking up the fabric and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I want to smell. Life is too short to smell like nothing.
I think people really like this. It's really me. I was the magic all along kind of thing. It's like, which makes sense according to like all of media and entertainment.
Fair.
Yeah.
Any narrative.
I get it. Yeah. I guess it's a romantic notion too. It's like, you know, like Glossier You, which a lot of people say garners compliments. I've never gotten a compliment wearing Glossier You, which might just be a me thing, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something I've been getting I've been wearing a lot of Milk Personal lately for reasons I won't disclose.
The reasons being that just that you like it.
When I originally finally discovered this, I was like, oh, you're right. I'm obsessed with this. It's so good. And I've been wearing it a lot lately. And yeah, people go nuts for this one too. And I think it's because like it is very sweet.
You're more social than me as well, so this is like you can report on this more than I can.
It's true. I'm out in the field.
Yeah.
But it's like it's very sweet, but it's a mellow sweetness, and like the sandalwood like tempers it a little bit. It's just so
it's nice. It's like a very round, sweet, creamy scent, but it's muted. Mm-hmm. So it's not like blaring out.
Yeah. I'm still in my marshmallow
it's
era.
It's intimate. Yeah, it's like a marshmallow. It's very airy.
I'm working on never mind. there's like the scent that I'm like doing something for this scent that has a charred marshmallow note to it. Ooh. And I'm like, maybe we're all about to be in our marshmallow eras.
I think maybe, yeah. I mean, if Gourmand is coming back, why not marshmallow?
Please.
Try something else.
I know.
A marshmallow. Boy Smells Violet Ends gets me compliments.
You love that scent.
I love that scent so much, and apparently other people do too. Mm-hmm. I love it because it doesn't strike me as a violet scent. I don't get floral at all. I mostly just get like a suedey, leathery woodiness to it.
I completely forgot.
What?
I have something for you.
Ooh! On air surprise. On air surprise.
I mean, I told you I was giving you this. It's not really a surprise.
I forget things. I'm a goldfish. Oh, yay!
I forget things. I'm a goldfish.
I am a goldfish. Hey! Tynan just gave me a full size of Boy Smells Cashmere Kush. And a candle. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Of course.
Yay!
For the record, if that was Cowboy Kush, I would be keeping them. But this is a very sable scent, so.
Yay! I love anything cashmere, including Donna Karan cashmere.
Everyone loves Donna Karan cashmere. Everybody loves Donna. Specifically the deodorant.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Karen Esvig.
I can't wear deodorants. Like normal ones, because they clog my little pores. They have to be natural.
Wait. Oh my God.
What?
Speaking of my least favorite topic ever, deodorants. Kosas released our favorite deodorant and a new scent this week.
That's funny because I feel like the original scent was not a scent.
I agree with you because they mistakenly sent me that one instead of the unscented. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, let's give this a try.
It and didn't have a scent.
I'm actually wearing it right now.
Okay.
And nothing.
Yeah.
So last year around this time, Kosas released a body wash, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I really love the scent. Mm-hmm. It's like sort of beachy, sort of like jasmine-y or some bullshit. I don't know. It's just really light, but really nice. And that's the new scent of the deo.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It goes with the whole line.
It does. And I love it. But again, you like can't smell it. Mm. So I'm like, all right, I guess these are all unscented.
Yeah. I think that formula of deodorant, when it's like AHAs, mm-hmm. like just don't.
You know what though? I called in the Necessaire deo, which is like the exact almost same formula as Kosas. And I didn't specify, so they sent me the eucalyptus one.
Yeah.
And that you can smell.
Okay.
Not a ton.
They sent me the unscented one.
And I was so jealous.
I would have liked the eucalyptus.
I know, so we should have traded.
Yeah.
I like Kosas more than Necessaire, though. Necessaire to me will get you through the night, but Kosas will get you through the morning.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Now that's marketing.
Yeah.
I know. Donna Karan Cashmere Mist does garner. I had a bottle of that in high school, and that was like, I feel like it was like a... No, everybody kind of loved that scent, actually. I was like, the boys loved it. Then I was like, no, you didn't go near boys. You were terrified of boys. Like, my high school boyfriend loved it. And then like it was like also like a parent pleaser. Like it was something you could wear to like meet someone's parents or like go to a PTA meeting or something.
Okay.
But yeah, that's like a classic scent that's been around for ages because it's so good. Again, it has that like comforting muskiness. Mm-hmm. I feel like musk and gourmand... Mm. Both have that effect of like comfort, which is what people are drawn to.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Not personally, but I do agree with you, big picture.
Yeah.
I just hate musk. I don't get it. But musk now reminds me of you, so I like musk.
Musk
now.
Has like so many
it does.
Ways.
It does. You're
it
right.
can be.
You are correct.
Yeah.
The other one that specifically gets me a lot of compliments, and I won't spend a lot of time on it because I've talked about it so much, specifically this angle, is By the Fireplace.
Yes.
People just go nuts for it.
They do. Yeah.
And for good reason. Yep. People love woods. Mm-hmm. People love sweet. Yep. People love hazelnut when you can actually like clock it, and it's got all that. I mean, it's an exquisite fragrance. That's I really love it.
On that tip, same with Commodity Gold.
You love Commodity Gold, which
they
is
have
so
similar vibes to By the Fireplace, especially the Gold Bold. I don't know, I just like optimized.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
About that. Huh.
Yeah. They're similar. It's like a spicy, woody, sweet gourmand.
It's so funny to me that you love Gold Bold. Really? Or gold at all.
Why?
It's such a me scent.
But it's also really like soft and cashmere-y. No?
I don't know. I mean, looking at me. Is it? I don't know. I
to me it is.
I don't think I've smelled gold personal, but you have described it as cashmere so many times.
Yes. I have gold personal and gold bold. And gold bold is like the spicy version. Like the deeper, earthier, spicy version. Yeah. And gold personal is like the airy veil version. Huh. But yeah, they're really good.
I don't know. Milk came through and changed the game for me. So we haven't heard a ton from them.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Meanwhile, Fleur can't stop putting fragrance.
They're new. They gotta, you know, show it out, I guess. What else?
Old Spice.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wait, like the original Old Spice?
Yes.
Okay. But I do like the scent of original Old Spice.
Also the newer ones too, unfortunately. If you don't know that that's what they are, I feel like people really do like them.
Yeah,
they're doing I think that's true, right?
Swagger.
Yeah. Yo.
The smell of that Neutrogena body oil.
Yeah.
It's like the light sesame formula.
Yeah.
That scent. And it's funny, it's because what's funny to me is that it's always other women who are like, that's the fucking scent.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's only mostly women who use body oil, but like, and I know like the actual oil is like trash. It's just like mineral oil.
Right.
Like, the scent of it is so good.
Yeah.
It's just like, again, it's like a sweet, creamy musk.
Ooh.
That it smells so good. I wish it came in a fragrance, or I wish they'd made the body oil like not liquid plastic. But like, but I bought a bottle of it at like the drugstore because I was like, I miss this scent so much.
Maybe I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I have a bottle of it. You can smell it.
I think I'm thinking, because they have like a, in the same like component situation, like a body wash oil,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like rain
yes,
bath?
Yes, rain bath.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Not the same scent.
Not the same scent. No. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to have to smell that. And what is yours called? Sesame oil?
It's just called body oil. Body oil. But the scent, because I have an unscented version, but the scented version is, they just say light sesame formula, which I think the scent is supposed to be sesame, which I don't necessarily read, but... Okay, sure.
What does sesame smell like? Because I'm only like thinking like sesame oil.
Yeah, that's what I think of too.
Which
it does not. It does not smell like sesame oil.
I would chug sesame oil.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's
so heavy. Claire told me to put sesame oil in my brownies, and I was like, guess what? I don't bake. But then I love sesame oil so much that I did, and it was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like in place of like a vegetable oil?
Yeah. And sesame oil, why can't I say sesame oil is so strong.
Yeah, that it's usually a finishing oil, not like you're not really meant to heat it.
I have done it like replacing all the oil with sesame, and it was really good. And then also replacing, if you're making like box brownies, water with coffee. Slaps.
Ooh.
But you can also, because it is so potent, you can cut it and just like do half of it.
Okay.
You know, cooking tips with Tynan. Yeah. Burn down your house.
Yeah. Every episode ends with like the fire trucks come and you're like, well, that was our episode.
Did I never tell you? I'm sure I told you when I was cooking for a boy one time and the fire department came.
Wait, why? Was there an actual fire, or was it just like the alarm went off and it alerted the feds?
There was no fire.
Okay.
But the alarm went off and I was like, oh, just open the door. But we were in an apartment, and then the hallway alarm went off and the feds came. When I tell you, I was humiliated. Oof. And then, once everything got settled, I shook a bottle of salad dressing and got fucking salad dressing at the ceiling.
No!
I was like, it won't end.
Where's the feds for that? You call them back. You're like, can you come back? I got salad dressing on my ceiling.
Yeah, can you bring the ladder?
They're like, that's not what your tax dollars pay for. One time in my last apartment, my carbon monoxide detector was beeping.
Yeah.
So I called 911. Those firefighters, to their credit, came in literally 60 seconds. I was like impressed, and it was 1 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was so impressed. And they come, they're like all suited up. They're all the suits are huge. Like each, like even like their boots, they're like a perfectly round manhole cover. I'm just like, how big are your feet in there?
Yeah.
It's just like you in these big old round, like Super Mario Brothers shoes.
Right.
And they have like the little detector, and they're like, no, you just have to replace your battery. I was like, damn. I was so embarrassed.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they were like, oh no, that's the sound it makes. We have to replace the battery. I was like, oops.
Oops.
But I was like, wow, thanks for coming out, you guys.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they're these like big burly like South Brooklyn dudes. And like, you have a good night, miss. Oh. So hot.
You can stay if you want.
I know. I was like, so hot.
I feel, and I'm not like advocating for this, but I feel like the scent of the original American Crew pomade, which I hope no one uses anymore, really gets people going.
Really?
Yeah.
That to me, it smells like a dude scent. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's like, almost like Abercrombie Fierce. Like that's how I associate it with like dude scent.
Yeah. I just associate it with like the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not, I guess, in itself a bad scent. It just doesn't feel like...
It's so overpowering for like a hair product.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to go that hard?
But like, that's, I guess, why so many people love it, because they can actually smell it.
I guess.
You know? I don't know.
So much hair, like men's hair product is overpoweringly scented.
Yeah.
And it sucks because like, I like a lot of them and I'm like, well, I can't use this because it makes my whole head smell like a dude.
Right, right. When I was in college, me and my girlfriends would always get ready to go out together, and one of my girlfriends, I'm sure I've told this story before, would spray on perfume, mm-hmm. and then spray one spray on her head. Yeah. And I was like, why are you doing that? And she's like, because when boys hug you, they're usually taller.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, you are so smart.
Oh, it just came back to me.
Here it is.
The Oribe Dry Texturizing Spray.
Oh.
That scent, which they now have as a fragrance.
Oh.
Gets so many compliments.
Really?
And it's like a hairspray.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And that's their signature.
Okay.
I think they call it their like Côte d'Azur signature scent.
Hmm.
It's like bergamot-y. To me, it just kind of smells like hair product. It smells like hairspray, like, because that's what I associate with like fancy hairspray. But they say it's like a bergamot based scent, so it's like kind of citrusy and light and fresh and a little fruity, a little floral. But that, that gets a lot of compliments. Again, mostly from other women, because I think we also just like associate that like girl smell. We're like, this is a friendly scent. This is a safe space to be in.
Right, right.
It smells like girls.
I love that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just like fighting for my life in the locker room. You never know what you're going to smell there. It's like either like Tom Ford, tobacco, vanilla, or Axe.
Does Equinox have like fragrance available in the locker room?
We have a spray on deodorant, but I think we just partnered. Can I start with this? We just partnered with Curie for... A spray on deodorant. They do like body stuff.
I thought they'd had like Kiehl's and Bumble products.
So we have Kiehl's in the locker rooms. Don't think we have Bumble.
Okay.
But yeah, we partnered with Curie for our... So Equinox, I don't know if you know this, like owns eucalyptus is like our thing.
Yeah.
So we have those like eucalyptus towels. So like we activate around eucalyptus quite a bit. I'm trying to get them to do a fragrance collab.
That would make sense.
I know. I just need to like make a deck. But yeah, we... partnered with Curie for a like custom deodorant scent, I guess, I believe has eucalyptus. And if that is not public knowledge yet, then no, we didn't.
Oops.
Yeah.
I am surprised Equinox hasn't like released a fucking line of body products yet, like Soho House.
Kiehl's partnership though.
Soho Skin.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm trying to get them to do that.
Yeah. That should be your legacy there.
I know.
The Equinox skincare line.
I know.
Skinquinox.
My boss keeps telling me to do it too. Equiskin. Or like get it going. I was like, I should.
Squeakquinox.
Please. God.
The squeakquel.
I feel like we had all the big ones.
Yeah. It is interesting to me how a lot of the scents are not fragrance, like perfume. Fragrance.
I think those are like the best ones. Yeah. Though, you know what I mean?
I agree.
I just
the ones that sneak up on you because you're like, ooh, wasn't wearing anything, and it's like, bitch, you wore this like fucking scented ass body lotion.
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that Sol de Janeiro is scented to be smelled.
Yeah,
you know, like some are. You know, I mean, you know this, but like some face and body products, when they are scented to, you know, make the experience more sensorial, which is going to make you more loyal to the product, so you will replenish it.
Exactly.
You know,
so many people love the scent of that Sol de Janeiro. Like people of like all walks of life that I wouldn't necessarily assume would be a gourmand girl, but who knows?
It's just so like you can't deny it.
Yeah,
you know.
Hair products too, like the way hair products, they have that very like kind of white floral scent, that Tahitian Manoy flower.
Yep,
that body oil.
The
fucking Tahitian,
isn't it rose and something? And it's a spray, right?
No, it's like an actual body oil
from Way.
No, it's like it's called Manoy Tiki Tahiti. This bottle.
Oh,
I feel like somebody wrote about it on Exovain.
Yep.
And then I was like, what's that? Mm-hmm. And it's just, I guess, a coconut oil. I think it's just, well, that's how you get the oil, is just like you steep the Monoi flour in coconut oil, and then it takes on the scent. But this brand, I think the brand, the OG brand has been around since like the 1940s. It's like, it's old, and you could, sometimes I would see it in drugstores. Huh. It's not super expensive, or you can get it on like the Jeff Bezos site. JeffBezos.com. But Monoi Tiki Tahiti, it's just coconut oil that's scented with white TR flour. Huh. It smells so good. Yeah. It's sent for people who love white florals.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just like an incredible scent. I love white florals. Like, I'm not a floral girl, but I do love white florals. Mm-hmm. And I love it when it's mixed in the context of coconut oil, in the context of like French Polynesia and like the beachiness of it all.
Yeah.
But that fucking scent makes people go bananas.
I want to smell it. I've never smelled it before.
Yeah. It's not very expensive. I think they do have, they do have fragrances now. I'm like looking at their website. It's $35 for 30 ounces.
That's nothing. That's cute.
Yeah. It's cute. Hmm. White florals, which again speaks to the whole like suntan lotion, tropical beach vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have someone from like Tropicana on the show.
The orange juice company?
Nope. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Tropic Thunder. Tropic.
The movie.
Nope. Once I get a clue.
I know. Yeah. The suntan brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck am I saying?
What the fuck is their name? Not Saint Tropez. No, that's a sunless tanning oil.
Well, wait. Pause. Coppertone is the one who's put out that fragrance for like 2 seconds, right?
Yes.
We need them.
Yeah, Coppertone, I remember, it wasn't like for sale though. It was just like a marketing product. They did a fragrance version of the Coppertone scent and I was obsessed with it.
Yep.
And they sent me a bunch of little tester vials, but they were like, yeah, we're not releasing this as a product. And I was like, why not?
Clown school.
But then Vacation released a fragrance. Yeah, that was similar.
I just wish it lasted longer.
I know, yeah.
Just wish it lasted longer.
Yeah. Not for nothing, the scent of Coppertone, part of what makes it great is that like chemical scent.
Yeah, no, totally.
I know it's probably toxic, but like part of what makes it so nostalgic is that like plastic chemicaliness to it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I do like also a fragrance that does smell a little plastic.
Sometimes. You know? I mean, everything's plastic.
True.
Everything's synthetic.
Yeah.
Everything. Okay. In anticipation of our Scent Boy Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Scent Girl Summer, Scent Them Summer. We want to know what scents get you the most compliments.
Yeah, what are
I'm
your,
curious.
Yeah, what are your most complimented scents?
Yeah, because all y'all probably have way better social lives than I do. So please tell me. Maybe that will actually like get me more friends. I'll just like test fragrances to be like, who will be drawn to be my friend?
I can't believe you talked about getting railed.
I know. I might cut that. We'll see.
Don't cut it. It's no. So good. Also, tell us your favorite summer fragrances, summer scents, whatever, in whatever medium that they come in.
Yes.
Even better if they're not fine fragrances or if they are.
We just want to know.
We just want to know.
We're nosy. We want to look in your medicine cabinets.
I know, honestly. Literally.
Yeah, I love that. I love sleeping. What?
Wait. No.
What is that look on your face?
I'll tell you when I'm off the air.
Okay, fine.
All right. Follow us on Instagram. We are at smellulator.mp3. Also, hit the link in the bio if you want to check out our merch. It's very cute. Yes. I was wearing it this week. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at TynanBuck.
I'm at SableToothTigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.